For Christmas 1974, my mother-in-law gave me my first pair of binoculars and my first Peterson Field Guide. I read it cover to cover and then read the Golden Guide cover to cover. The Peterson Guide was great, but the text was separate from the plates. Many of the plates were still black and white, and there were no range maps. Also, the Peterson plates showed nothing but the birds, usually in profile, against a monochrome background. The Golden Guide illustrations gave hints about habitat and different ways the birds might be seen. The Peterson Guide showed the three eastern chickadees, black-capped Carolina and brown-capped, now boreal, in exactly the same profile with the exact same light blue background. The Golden Guide showed them and the four other North American chickadees in different poses, which primed me to recognize how chickadees of any species might cling to a narrow branch upside down. It showed them with a background of deciduous leaves for the black-capped and Carolina chickadees and coniferous branch backgrounds for the others, suggesting both habitat and the fact that chickadees were not likely to be seen on the ground. Also, the Golden Guide had all the illustrations on the right-hand page, facing the information and range map for each bird. In every way, it was more user-friendly, so it became the book I took with me everywhere, starting the day I set out on my first birding adventure, March 2, 1975. My technique at first was to rifle through every page of the book, starting with the loons, stick my finger in a page where I first found a bird resembling the one I was looking at, and then continue through to the end of the book just in case there were others that resembled it too. I spent several long minutes puzzling over my very first bird, which proved to be a black-capped chickadee. My real-life bird affirmed the different poses shown by the illustrated chickadees, but when I continued to the end of the book, I was momentarily stymied by the black pole warbler, who also has a black cap and white cheeks, though its white throat and streaked back quickly took it out of contention. Had the chickadee been overhead rather than at eye level, I'd also have had to eliminate the golden-winged warbler, which also has white cheeks and a black bib. But the golden-yellow crown and wings shown on the Golden Guide illustration instantly eliminated that one, and I never noticed the resemblance until several years later when a golden-winged warbler at treetop height momentarily looked exactly like chickadee from beneath. Throughout the spring and summer of 1975, I rifled through every page of my guide every time I saw a new or confusing bird. And as I grew more and more familiar with both birds and the field guide, I could much more quickly zoom in on my bird. Still, I double-checked not just every new bird, but also birds I'd already seen that might be in a different plumage or still confused me. My Golden Guide was my constant companion all that year and the next year when the pages started falling out. At first, I tried to tape them in, but it was hopeless. Dozens of birders told me that they'd experienced the same thing with their Golden Guides. I bought a second copy in 1977, the year I started teaching. That's when I discovered that the falling out pages were a feature, not a bug. Because the drawings were all on right side pages, I could cut them out and glue them to index cards to create flashcards. Whenever we saw a bird on a class field trip or a student asked about a species, I'd make a flashcard to post on our bulletin board. That winter, I made flashcards of all the warblers for myself, which I reviewed before every spring migration until I had them down cold. I hardly ever use those old flashcards anymore, and in some cases the glue dried up and no longer holds the pictures to the cards, but I've kept them all these years. I don't usually study with flashcards before trips anymore, but this year I created a set before Russ's and my Hawaii trip. In the weeks before we left, we'd run through them once or twice a day, an invaluable exercise for familiarizing Russ with what were virtually all new birds, and a good way for me to brush up on them too. To make these flashcards, I used illustrations from Cornell's Birds of the World website, and this time around, rather than using glue, I laminated them. I've never used any field guide as heavily and regularly as I did my treasured first golden guide, both before and after the pages fell out. My copy may be half a century old now, but it's still younger than I am, and I still treasure it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.